the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
All righty, good morning. Sorry, I was dancing. I'm feeling very macho on a Friday.
Are you?
Very.
Definitely was not dancing. I was just tapping my chair.
Very.
It is a good song.
Very macho. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock and Hunter on a Friday. Of course, make sure you join us live on Twitch. Twitch.com/rock_107_WIRX. It's a mouthful, but we're on there. By the way, Hunter, you're still muted on Zoom. You got to unmute on Zoom.
So I got to unmute myself.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, people will just see you doing this like a puppet.
There we go. Now you can hear me on the old stream.
What movie is that from where he's like, I'm going to jam my arm up you and work you like a puppet? Which one is that from?
Oh, geez, man.
It's a good line.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, I think I have heard that before, but
right?
Why would you bring that up?
I don't know. I just was thinking of it because I said you're going to look like a puppet, and then I was thinking, like, if I get a...
What do you want to do with your arm, though? That's kind of weird.
Get one of them big gloves that goes to the shoulder, you know? One of those big gloves.
No.
Anyway... enough of me violating Hunter in a horrible, horrible way.
Horrible situation.
Ah, terrible
Friday.
Visual.
I'm trying to get into the weekend.
I don't think we can do that on video, can we? Maybe on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans,
that's the only place. That's it. Right, people
not
pay.
On there yet. Actually, we are on there. We just don't have any real content up there yet.
I just don't think... So, yeah, they got us all over the place. Again, obviously on Twitch, we're on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody would. What could we do on OnlyFans? Maybe take our shirts off? Can you do that on Twitch? No. Is there nudity allowed on Twitch or no?
That's Twitter, right? You can get naked on Twitter?
Twitter's just Twitter? Wild West. There's no rules on Twitter whatsoever.
There's no rules on Twitter.
No.
I'm not sure about Twitch. I'm sure there's some regulations. Yeah, you probably should keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
Honestly, you should probably button your shirt up a little bit.
Just a tad.
Hey, you're on video now, man. You know? Well, we joke around, you know, in a dirtbag.
Look at that. Look at how nice that is.
God.
Look at how nice. I know if everyone is listening.
I'm not looking at the screen anymore.
On the radio wants to hear or see what I'm doing right now. Go to Twitch and you can see it. A lot of chest hair. A lot of chest hair. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of me violating Hunter and my chest hair and OnlyFans. Yeah. God knows what else we're talking about.
Let's move on. Let's get to the next part.
It is time for your morning dump. That's what it is. I forgot what we were doing.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it. You got to pump it, dear. Dear God, pump it. Dear God, pump it. Well, for this first story, I think what I have to do is I have to mute my microphone so I don't get feedback. So let's try this because I need to talk about Coolio passing. Okay.
No.
I don't know if you heard that or not, Hunter. Did you see that?
I did see a little thing on the old Facebook the other day.
Rap
wasn't
legend.
Really happy about it. I wasn't.
Rap legend Coolio passed away unexpectedly. They believe it was a heart attack. Which is awful, awful. And I know for anyone watching on Twitch right now, I got to mute the microphone so you won't be able to hear this. You can hear it on our podcast later. But it was heartbreaking, man. And I went down the Coolio rabbit hole on YouTube because I'm like, God, man, I grew up listening to Coolio. I grew up with Gangster's Paradise. So
I braided my hair in fifth grade like Coolio. I thought I was Coolio, man.
You shouldn't bring that up, all right? That's an embarrassing point of your life. Little honky Hunter with his braided hair. But I thought we'd take a walk down Coolio memory lane in honor of the late, great rapper Coolio. How about this one, Hunter? Let's just start off with the big one, the main one.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of.
Park is the goose.
So good.
It's so good. Got a little gospel in it, you know?
So you got that. Like, that song right there. My God.
I mean, that is his best song, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or here's another one. Fantastic Voyage. Play that.
Here you go.
You can't take the heat. Get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission.
Yo.
Come on. In a 65. I mean, Jesus.
So good.
And that's not even the end of it. That's not even the end of it. What about this one? Three, four. Get your woman on the floor. Gotta get up to get down.
I used to roller skate to that song.
And then, of course, we can't forget Ooh La La.
You know, they all had that hard hi-hat, that good beat.
It's so good.
I love Coolio, man.
Like,
man.
That was the thing. Going back and listening to that, after hearing of his passing, I'm like, man, I just throw it on, man. I feel like I'm back in middle school, early high school, and oh.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, get your woman. I used to roller skate to that at the roller rink.
Gotta get up to get down. When you slapped on the blades and you're like, oh, hey, DJ, play some Coolio. I'm gonna impress some chicks.
Oh, yeah, you could skate and beat, man. You know, Coolio always had the good beat.
And I'm not saying all rappers now today are garbage, but they don't make it like that anymore, man.
It's not the same. And maybe it's not the same because we are growing up with it. You know, and I understand
that. No, I think there's something to be said about the rap today compared to
the quality of it.
Yeah. Like, if you heard a rap song recently come out that's as good as Gangster's Paradise?
Here's the answer. You want to know the answer to this question is?
What?
Rap back in the day you could dance to.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
You could dance more than just twerking.
Exactly. There is rap today that you're like, okay, I can get around that. I can dance to that. But the basis of it back then was around dance beats.
Yeah.
Dre beats. Think about Eminem. Yeah. Like when he first started. It's a bunch of dance songs.
Yeah.
Songs that a DJ could play at a club. And now it's just like a bunch of mumble rap. You're not dancing to it. It's different. Times have changed.
Yeah. Anyway, R.I.P. Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise, 1 billion YouTube views, 17 million records sold. And that's coming from a couple of honkies from the Midwest. A couple of honkies from the Midwest. Hey, Hunter, I had to mute your microphone again, so unmute before we do this next one.
This is how it's going to be.
Yeah, pretty much. It should tell you when to unmute. That's fine.
But I'm not paying attention to it.
Well, so. It's only when we play audio, because we don't have the rights on Twitch to play it. I don't even think we have the rights on air to play it, but whatever. Coolio died, and we need to pay tribute to him.
It's a big deal.
Let us play it. How about this in unsurprising news? The Queen's death certificate revealed what she died of. Old age. How about that?
Old age.
Yeah,
huh?
She's 96 years old. Like, do we even need death certificates past, like, 85?
I didn't know that was an option. That like, old age is a checkbox?
Yeah, you just look at her.
What is old age, then?
Like, where does it start?
How'd she die? Her heart fail?
I don't know. Just her body quit? I don't know what constitutes
as old
age. Yeah,
what does that entail? Old age. She was just old. And, I mean, there's got to be something. It's got to be a cardiac arrest.
It's just too old. Look at her.
She's too old.
It's too old. It's not surprising. I don't think we
How does that feel, dying of old age?
I think it probably feels pretty good. Better than, you know, dying being hit by a bus or, you know.
Yeah, exactly, right. But what is it? Is it just like a...
That sounded like the Queen got off before...
Hey, come on, man. You know, like a hand on the head. Oh, she... died of old age.
What if she went out like a Jabba the Hutt, right?
See, that wouldn't be good. I wouldn't want to die of old age then. When I imagine dying of old age, it's like with a smile.
Yeah, I think you get tired one day, and then that's it.
I'm getting old. I'm really tired.
Yeah,
I think I'm just going to sleep forever.
I'm 96. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. Yeah.
It's interesting. Just saying, old age. I don't think that's a real thing. I think that's an option.
I think after 80, we don't need a death certificate anymore to say, like, proof. Well, look.
You don't need a reason.
Great Nana Brock die? I don't know.
You don't need a reason.
Yeah.
You've been thinking I'm going to die for the past 20 years. So what's it matter to you?
You're old. You're dead. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's end with this, Hunter. Sometimes you just want a Happy Meal. Would you get the kid a Happy Meal?
Was that Big Daddy?
Yeah, it was. Good movie. Classic movie. Adam Sandler. Well, McDonald's is out with a grown-up version of the Happy Meal.
There we go.
You get a Big Mac or a 10-piece McNuggets, fries, and a drink.
Like a Swiss Army pocket knife with
something cool. You get a debt is what you get. That's what you get adult things. You get a tax form. You get a 1099. It comes in its own box, but no, they're throwing in old school toys, Hunter. Things like the little mini Grimace and Hamburglar, Birdie figurines. They also got a new guy named Cactus Buddy. Huh. So, yeah.
Give me one of those Transformers. Remember the Transformer? It would like change into like a hamburger or something, and then you could.
Those were the dopest toys. Those are epic. God, it's love funny those. Now that we have a kid. My sister-in-law, Kiki's middle sister, she told us one time. She's like, "Don't ever take your daughter to McDonald's because once you do, that's all she's gonna want. It's like crack for kids."
It really is good though.
Do they put crack in McDonald's food? Is it just like a little sprinkle in the secret sauce?
Can I get a little bit extra of that crack?
Yeah, a little crack on top of that.
I want some extra ketchup.
Is it the convenience that makes it tasty? Or is it, because it's not like it's any kind of special cuisine back there.
There's something in it. I don't know. But like when you're in the mood for it, ooh, it is good.
Dude, I can wreck a 20-piece chicken nugget like no problem. Like that's not even... It's not even a challenge.
It used to be like $5 for like 20 nuggets. Now
it's gone.
You get like four for $5.
Inflation.
Four nugs.
Inflation. It's got to
be. I mean, that much though, huh? Damn.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think there's something special about McDonald's. It's not like it's a culinary masterpiece, but maybe
usually. But you know that.
When you're drunk, it's fantastic. When you're too tired to cook, it's fantastic.
What's your favorite? Okay, hands down. If it's hands down, favorite meal on the menu?
Filet of fish. Give me back the filet of fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the filet of fish. You've never had the filet of fish?
I don't think I've ever had it. And I've heard things about it. It's the bun that everybody likes.
Yeah,
because I've heard if you can ask for the fish bun on other hamburgers.
Yeah,
and it's better.
It's a seedless bun. I don't know if there's extra butter. I don't know if it's the tuna sauce.
Something about it.
It's just. It's amazing. You've never had the filet of fish? God, you're
no.
You know, you say but things.
Yeah, an idiot. It's hard to get past. I love the Big Mac. Oh, it's hard to get past that.
See, I'm over the Big Mac, and I'm sorry. Sorry, McDonald's, but let's be honest. It's a lot of bread, all right?
It is a lot of bread.
You don't need that extra bun in there.
I mean, I guess you're right. A lot of people will go and get a McDouble and have it dressed like a Big Mac. You know, that little life hack.
All it is Thousand Island size. Isn't that all it is? I think that came. Yeah, yeah. But no, a filet of fish, dude. I will smoke a filet of fish, man.
You know what I like on that menu? I think it's only a dollar. Is the McChicken? And when I'm eating it, I'm like, this is not even meat. I don't even know what this is, but you're delicious. I love you.
I was mad when they took the spicy McChicken off of the menu. They don't have it anymore.
Yeah, what'd they do that for?
Yeah.
Of course everybody's going to want the spicy version.
Or what it is like they just throw some like hot sauce on top of it. But Kiki always gets extra mayo. Dude, looks like...
don't say it. I know exactly where you're going to go with this.
It's like Ron Jeremy got a hold of it. looks like Peter North was back there. It looks like Peter North was back there slinging McChickens.
Give me extra, extra, extra mayo.
Yeah, she does. She's like, it just makes you get extra mayo. I'm like, God, money shot on that McChicken. My God. Anyway, but Happy Meals for adults coming back. We get our toys. We get our food.
I like it.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Still think I should get a Swiss Army pocket knife with it, though, instead of a little Hamburglar.
You're going to hurt. You'd hurt yourself with the little Hamburglar toy, all right? How'd you poke your eye? Ah, the toy and a Big Mac.
I need something to cut up my nuggets with.
Good God, you're a toddler. You are a toddler. All right, there you go. That is your Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.